goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Raul, it's R like Randy, A-U-L, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Date of birth 7/26/1963. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stewart with a history of chronic kidney disease and elevated creatinine levels, hypertension, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, and multiple myeloma. He did receive a bone marrow transplant in May of 2023 and has been stable since the bone marrow transplant. He does follow with Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, and does daily chemotherapy, oral chemotherapy, and seems to be tolerating that very well. His weight is stable, 250 pounds today, and he states that it doesn't change when he checks himself at home. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema, no orthopnea or PND, no rashes. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day. Tramadol, 50 milligrams. He uses that very rarely, only one a day if needed and not every day. Trazodone, 50 milligram at bedtime. And the chemotherapy is Revlimid, R-E, V like Victor, L-I-M like Mary, I-D. He takes one daily. Physical exam, our weight, 250 pounds. Pulse, 70, and blood pressure, 116 over 74. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.25, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.2, sodium 139, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 23, albumin is 3.7, SGPT 65, AST is 33, hemoglobin is 10.9, white count 2.3, platelets 59,000. Assessment and plan. 1, hypertension is well controlled. 2, history of renal insufficiency currently improved. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stoner, CMP/Jose Puente, MD.